Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The Financial Times sources say Meta Financial Technology began exploring a virtual currency for the metaverse, internally called Zuckbucks by employees. Meta plans for these to be in-app tokens that are centrally controlled rather than a cryptocurrency, similar to Robux in Roblox. Other tokens under consideration include social tokens, as rewards for contributions to groups, and creator coins associated with influencers. Meta also began exploring more traditional financial services, like providing small business loans. An internal memo also revealed Meta plans to launch a pilot for posting NFTs on Facebook in mid-May. Meta announced it will not hold its F8 developer conference this year while gearing up for new initiatives like the metaverse. It will still hold other developer conferences, such as Conversations, which is focused around messaging on May 19th, and Connect, which focuses on VR and AR and is more metaverse-oriented. According to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Elon Musk bought a 9.2% passive stake in Twitter on March 14th, worth approximately $2.9 billion. This makes Musk one of Twitter's largest shareholders, four times as much as founder Jack Dorsey's 2.25% stake. Musk tweeted a poll Monday night asking, "Do you want an edit button?" Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal said Elon Musk will also join Twitter's board of directors, tweeting, "Through conversations with Elon in recent weeks, it became clear to us he would bring great value to our board." Musk's term is set to expire in 2024. Also in Twitter news, Twitter Blue Labs will test an edit button in the coming months, saying it began work on the feature last year. And Twitter began testing an unmentioning feature with select users on the web app. This allows users to select a Leave This Conversation option in the tweet menu, which will untag their username and stop notifications. The company also rolled out two new alt text features. Images with alt text will now show an alt badge in the corner, and alt text will be displayed when hovering over the badge. The U.S. State Department announced the Cyberspace and Digital Policy Bureau, which will address the national security challenges, economic opportunities, and implications for U.S. values associated with cyberspace, digital technologies, and digital policy. The Bureau will be headed by a Senate-confirmed ambassador and includes three units: International Cyberspace Security, International Information and Communications Policy, and Digital Freedom. Microsoft announced it obtained a court order authorizing it to take control of seven internet domains used by the group APT28 to target media organizations, government institutions, and foreign policy think tanks across Ukraine, the US, and EU. Microsoft redirected these domains to a sinkhole controlled by Microsoft and notified victims. Other attacks linked to APT28 include a 2015 attack on the German federal parliament and 2016 attacks against the Democratic National Committee in the US. Uber will add trains, buses, planes, and car rentals to its app in the UK. The company will partner with providers of these transportation services, building software integrations to let people buy tickets within the app. This will start with Eurostar train bookings, with flight integration coming later this year. Uber says it plans to investigate integrating hotel room bookings as well. This month, Google Maps will roll out support for estimated toll costs across nearly 2,000 toll roads in the US, India, Indonesia, and Japan. The app will also show more street details like traffic lights and stop signs while navigating. All of this will roll out to Android, iOS, and car platforms in the coming weeks. Spotify rolled out an update to its Car Thing hardware, now letting users add to a queue using either voice commands or through the touchscreen. Users can also generate playlists based on genre, mood, or activity, a feature coming to all platforms with Hey Spotify support. When connected to an iOS device, Car Thing can now also reject and answer calls and control media playback from other sources. Coinbase began testing support for India's digital payment system UPI last month. Coinbase now officially launched support for UPI in its app, with users in India able to send money to and withdraw from their accounts using the UPI network. The Russian space agency Roscosmos said it will suspend cooperation on ISS activities as the project is only possible with the complete and unconditional lifting of illegal sanctions. Head of Roscosmos Dmitry Rogozin made the announcement in a Twitter thread, along with letters to NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Canadian Space Agency. The CSA confirmed the letter was authentic to The Verge. And NASA states, "The professional relationship between our international partners, astronauts, and cosmonauts continues for the safety and mission of all on board the ISS." And the April Fool's Day announcement of a new Monkey Island game from original creator Ron Gilbert is actually true, including the return of original Guybrush Threepwood voice actor Dominic Armato. 32 years after the original, Lucasfilm's game's Return to Monkey Island will release later in 2022. Developed by Terrible Toy Box. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.